Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now mostly cloudy and 33 degrees. It's the earliest recorded measurable snowfall in Wichita history. The National Weather Service reports 0.7 of an inch near Eisenhower Airport this morning. As much as 2 inches is reported at several locations around south-central Kansas, with the heavier snow in the west and northwest parts of the state. Nearly 5 inches of snow is reported at St. Francis in the northwest corner of Kansas. Florida Governor Rick Scott spoke to reporters following his survey of the damage caused by Hurricane Michael.
We hit four different places today. So we hit Mexico Beach, we hit Panama City, we hit Bristol, and we hit Blountstown. And clearly the damage in the northern part of the state is different than damage down the coast.
Governor Scott has directed the Florida National Guard to authorize the activation of up to 4,000 soldiers and airmen to assist with response efforts. President Trump will tour storm damage in Florida and Georgia today. Police are investigating after finding a man who was assaulted in North Wichita.
The victim, a male in his 40s, was found unresponsive in the parking lot of an abandoned restaurant in the 1500 block of North Broadway just before 11 a.m. Saturday. Investigators say the man sustained critical injuries to his face and was taken to a local hospital for treatment. It is unknown what caused the man's injuries. Police are continuing to investigate the incident and are asking the public to call 911 or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111 if they have any information. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says even as the Saudis deny any knowledge of harm against journalists,
President Trump says he'll wait and see what more is learned about the disappearance of a Saudi journalist. But lawmakers say a multi-billion-dollar arms deal should be reconsidered.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says even as the Saudis deny any knowledge of harm against journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a $100 billion arms deal is a significant bargaining chip to get at the truth.
It gives you leverage over them because they need replacement parts, they need the training.
But Rubio warned on CBS Face the Nation, if it's found that the Saudis detained or even killed Khashoggi,
in Congress right now there is no pro-Saudi element that's going to stick with our relationship with Saudi Arabia as it's currently structured.
A vote on Capitol Hill is being considered to stop the arms deal from happening in light of possible Saudi involvement. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A fifth grade teacher from suburban Topeka has been honored with the nation's first Milken Educator Award for the 2018-19 year.
The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Linda Dishman, who teaches at Barrington Elementary, was surprised with the honor on Friday. The award is given to only a few dozen teachers across the country and comes with a prize of $25,000. Awarded teachers can use the cash prize however they choose. Milken Family Foundation co-founder Lowell Milken made the announcement in person Friday, saying Dishman mentors other teachers, is involved with her community, and a strong instructional leader who helps her students achieve powerful growth. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. .987 and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock here on a Monday. And taking a look at traffic now. Ted?
Yeah, traffic update here on the Monday morning commute. We do have police looking at a auto theft. This is the 2000 block of South Ida. So we have police looking at that scene and auto theft here early in the morning. And we'll keep you updated on the traffic as we go along here on this Monday morning. Traffic with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
So how was the streets when you drove in a few minutes ago, Ted? Were they still kind of wet?
They're wet.
Nothing dangerous, though,
no.
Really. All right.
Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A freeze warning is posted across south central Kansas here as we start the day. Some folks thrilled, others discouraged over the snow that occurred last night. It was the earliest season snowfall since 1888 in Wichita. Sunny today with a high 47. A freeze warning in effect tonight. Our low near 30. Tuesday, 60. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 32 degrees, north wind at 13 miles per hour. Mark that. 32 degrees, that is an even freezing, according to my science class in fourth grade. That would be 32 degrees. So I called Shelly a while ago, Ted, and said, hey, if you get a chance, go out there and unhook the garden hoses. She can't. She doesn't have enough strength in her hand. So
it's only 32.
I know, 32. I was told her, you got a little window on there. Wait till I get home if you want to. Of course, we had a rainy, cool day across much of Kansas Sunday. Shelly and I went to the store. That was it. Wichita's high temperature, 53 degrees. Normal high, 70. And the National Weather Service reported 6/10 of an inch of rain Sunday. And then 7/10 snowfall after that. And again, as you heard, as we've been telling you this morning, earliest measurable snowfall in Wichita's history. Those words came exactly from the National Weather Service office here in Wichita this morning. Talked to their meteorologist out there, and he put me in the picture. We're setting a record today. Early snowfall before Halloween. Today is October the 15th, and it was on this date in 1951. The sitcom I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, premiered on CBS. It ran until mid-1957. Lucille Ball had been a pretty big movie star back in the 40s. Very, very attractive, but she also had a gift for comedy, which came through on TV when she and her husband Desi Arnaz got together. He was a Cuban band leader, and then they had the neighbors, Fred and Ethel Mertz. And Vivian Vance played Ethel Mertz, and she is from Kansas. I'm not exactly sure. Down in the southeast part of Kansas someplace. So I Love Lucy starred, and for years, I remember as a young kid growing up watching I Love Lucy, and just they got into some pretty hilarious situations. Usually, Lucy did not understand what was going on, misdirection, that's the way sitcoms work. It was a classic case of a ham on the lamb. Police in Maine's capital city are looking for the owner of a 50-pound piglet that wore itself out while dodging traffic Saturday evening after presumably escaping from somewhere. The Portland Press Herald reports Augusta police went door to door looking for the animal's owner without any luck. They say the pig is being cared for by a person familiar with farm animals until the owner can be found. The animal was in good condition other than being tired out from running around. A pig gets tired, just like everybody else, running around. All right. It's 6:13 now, Steve and Ted, and we spotted this in the local newspaper over the weekend, and that is Jason Tidd reporting that Sedgwick County has nearly 25,000 more registered voters now than during the last midterm election. A record 299,466 people registered to vote as of Friday afternoon. I'll tell you, something's going on. People have it until Tuesday to register before the November election. And,
we have a lot of...
You got it till tomorrow.
A lot of folks are jazzed about the midterm elections.
And I don't know how... It's interesting. Are they jazzed to one side or the other? Or just all of them just jazzed equally to go out there and say, we still have another 51-49 split? Or what's going to happen? Will there be...
Well, we'll find out in 3 weeks.
Yeah, will it be a blue wave or red wave or no wave at all? Anyways, it's generating a lot of consideration. Okay, selling off the souvenirs at LD Stadium. That happened Saturday, right, Ted?
Yeah.
If you brought your own wrench and tools, you could take a seat home.
And a few bucks.
A few bucks. You can get a bank of seats. Somebody take throw three or four if they wanted to.
Yeah, I know. Some folks were taking four at a time.
Yeah. So I wonder how much money that generated. But
a little bit.
Not a whole lot. But
Not a whole lot, but... But, it's better than throwing that stuff in the landfill if people want it.
Right.
Nice that they had an opportunity to go get it.
Right. So people were out taking the
Because when it comes to memorabilia, there's a lot of stuff like at Joyland that people might have enjoyed keeping as collecting items. But, that stuff, a lot of that stuff just kind of all got trashed.
Good point. Some of it's still out there.
But most of it there, I don't think there's much left that's any good. Of course, the Wacky Shack burned down about three times now. Kids going out there and setting fires. So, yeah, but you talk about the Joyland and their good friend Marty Miller from Botanica was able to save the carousel, and we've talked about that and reported on that. And he's rebuilding it. He's got a they're going to have a nice, nice building for it. And so there's part of Joyland. I don't remember who's got the organ. Maybe has he got the organ with the little guy that, you know, it was stolen at one time, taken someplace.
Louis the Clown?
Louis the Clown. We were talking about that at our reunion, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. Some of us talking about how scary and creepy the clown was when you were little kids. Yeah, so there you go. And we want to talk about, let's go ahead and talk about it now, Ted, your murder mystery performance. You did that Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we had...
how did it go? Tell me about that.
Nice weekend out at St. Vincent's Catholic Church in Andover.
Yeah.
Had a capacity crowd on Friday night.
Beautiful church. Did you have it in that great big room there?
Have it in the Ville,
yeah.
Their venue, their entertainment venue,
yeah.
Which is just a great place to hold the events.
That was a crowd. Pretty good.
Had a packed house on Friday. Had another. Had a lot of folks there on Saturday as well. And I think most important thing is they raised. I was told they raised a record amount of money this year, which means it'll be in excess of six figures. Money raised for the Lord's Diner and
that really helps, you know.
And just the number of human beings that get fed by that is just pretty astronomical.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
So, your brother, how did he do on stage? Okay.
My brother Ned was involved in this for the first time. Yeah, he had a lot of fun. I think he did. He really enjoyed it.
Well, you said he'd done some stage work as a younger guy, and this was a chance to get back out there.
Yeah, he hadn't been in a show in 27 years.
Yeah, did your mom and dad go? I'm sure they did.
Oh, yeah.
They'd have to go. If I had two kids in a production, you know I'd be there.
Yeah, they were excited. So, we had it was a good weekend, and with the... It all went to a great cause, so yeah. I'm glad to take part in something.
Anytime you do something for the Lord's Diner, I think that's a good deal.
Yep, helping out your fellow human beings. Yep.
My grandson Luke went to his first homecoming dance over the weekend.
As a freshman,
taking his sophomore date, Claire, with him. She is
the older lady.
Yeah, Claire's kind of they've been an item here for the past couple of months, so, you know, maybe longer than that. Come to think of it, might be a year that those two have been together as a couple. How about that?
Man, I was his age, I couldn't get any older ladies to even speak to me.
No kidding, yeah. I couldn't get any older ladies, younger ladies, any ladies. It was a blanket indictment there. No, I think they had a great time. I haven't really talked to Luke since then. But I see there's some photos of him, and he's got a little bow tie on. You know, they don't put on a jacket or anything. He's just a little bow tie and some nice slacks, and that's about it. But kids look great. Looks like they had a good time. This is at Bishop Carroll, by the way.
No jacket. Wow.
I think they had a great time. And how about that? Homecoming.
You weren't asked to be a chaperone?
No. I was invited to the photo
Celebrity
op.
Celebrity chaperone?
The photo op, but I didn't go to that either. Guess I'm just not a very good granddad. All right, it's 6:19 now, Steve and Ted. And I'll tell you what, I stayed up for some of the game last night, but I couldn't stay up for all of it. As the Kansas City Chiefs took their undefeated record into Foxborough to play the Patriots, as my wife says, I hate the Patriots. Ted Woodward's really off sports. Tell us what happened, Ted.
Well, it was a wild game.
Yeah.
If you like the back and forth and the offense, it was certainly to your liking. And I'm not sure the Chiefs went in undefeated, taking on the New England Patriots last night in Foxborough, Massachusetts. I'm not sure we gleaned any huge insights from this game. The Chiefs, we all knew the Chiefs offense is very explosive.
Yep.
We all know the Chiefs defense certainly has its limitations.
Problems, yeah.
And those limitations were exploited last night by the likes of Tom Brady, who that's what he does best to every team in the league, is kind of beat you where you're weakest, and that's what happened in the game last night. But it was competitive and it was fun. The Chiefs were behind at halftime 24-9. Only a few field goals. Couldn't get the ball in the end zone in the first half. But, boy, the Chiefs got the ball in the end zone plenty in the second half, leading to a 40-40 tie late in the game.
Wow.
Of course, you heard it all right here. Mitch Holtis had the call right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The Chiefs got a 75-yard touchdown pass from Mahomes to tie it at 40. Mahomes with four touchdown passes in the second half, three to Tyreek Hill and one to Hunt. But Tom Brady has been spectacular in the second half. Gostkowski, this would be a short field goal of 28 yards right in the center of the field, and the kick is good, and New England wins it. The Patriots win 43-40 over Kansas City, and for Tom Brady, it's a remarkable 55th career game-winning drive, and the second time he's done it against the Chiefs. He did it in 2002 here in overtime. This time he does it in regulation, and New England beats Kansas City 43-40. The Chiefs had their first loss of the season.
Man, I tell you, if New England can stay close till the very last, Brady's going to pull it out somehow. Huh. That's something.
Seems like you got the two elite teams in the conference meeting up last night.
Yeah, saw a pretty good
game.
Who knows
if there's another meeting in the offing sometime in January.
Could
happen.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of football between now and then. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
For our quarterback, it was a great experience. He kept battling. Another test for him. And so on the defensive side, you know, again, we had some new guys in there, but I thought they battled their hearts out.
Speaking of that quarterback, Chiefs rookie Pat Mahomes, first loss as a starting quarterback in the league, but it wasn't by much.
I never don't believe in ourselves and this team. I think that we can win within every situation. Coach Reid puts us through training camp in the worst situations possible, and I feel like we have to find ways to win those games. Tonight we didn't, but I feel like just that fight and that competitiveness and everything that we did shows the true team and who we are.
Well, when you put up 40 points, you should win, but
yikes.
Chiefs defense did not get enough stops. The Patriots win it 43-40. Kansas City now 5-1 on the season. We'll talk some volleyball tonight. It's the weekly edition of the WSU Volleyball Coaches Show with head coach Chris Lamb, the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, along with Coach Lamb, broadcasting live at 6 o'clock tonight. That's at AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley, 13th and Greenwich. You can hear that all at 6 o'clock tonight right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And the Major League Baseball playoffs, we have action tonight out west in Dodger Stadium. It's Game 3. In the best of seven for the National League pennant, the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight hosting the Milwaukee Brewers. That series is tied at one game apiece, and that'll be on the air with pregame at 6 o'clock tonight. First pitch about 6:40 this evening. You can listen live to Dodgers and the Brewers on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Hey, quick question. Your team, Notre Dame, they won again, didn't they, Saturday?
Barely, yeah. Did not play very well, but still beat Pitt.
Yeah.
Notre Dame undefeated.
And Kansas State won.
K-State finally decided, hey, we're going to run the ball and see if anyone can stop us.
There
and Oklahoma
go.
State couldn't stop them in the second half.
Wow.
And K-State just rolled to a win over Oklahoma State up in Manhattan on Saturday.
Good for the Wildcats. All right, Ted, 6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Plus, we have traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.